Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome, citizens, to the fifth episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story has been labeled explicit and is intended for mature audiences. We are proud to announce that our story is now available on iTunes, and we greatly appreciate those who have taken the time to rate and review our show. So, without further delay, stay tuned, and remember, Atreus endures.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
You need to wake up.
Above us, multiple fringers. Something is going on.
Our choice of shelter is really rather poor.
Hey, what's going on?
Multiple fringers came into the building. Currently, they do not appear to be doing anything, and they don't seem to know we are here.
But what are they doing?
We don't know.
Can I record them?
Just be quiet.
Fine. They can't hear it.
This way. We've been waiting too long, Postface.
Yous all want to trade with us?
Well, we got two crates, saying we does.
Let's see it.
Water tokens first. Show them up.
You seem jitters. I don't like it.
Nah, sorry. Let's try this again. We're all here for a trade. Let's just be easy.
Yeah, where's Emil?
We got crates. Look, Brutus, open the crate. See? Meal, lot of it. We got the good taste,
by
too.
By the Archon. This is a trade deal. Their economic system. Shut it.
Aye, so y'all wanted a deal and did break goods. Let's talk.
Okay, my band here is getting big. We need more drink than we got in the ham. Now we know these gooder tasties are worth a bit smaller than last trade.
It ain't no green. What you thinking of trade?
These blue tasties, sealed and fresh, hard to find. We need 2 moons of water for the whole
day. They don't understand what meal is.
How many of you?
They're calling it
20.
Blue.
Kofsky, I will kill
blue.
You.
Yeah.
For 2 blue, we can do 2 moons for half of you. If there was pink, we'd be easy.
Blue's all I got, but I need 2 moons for 20. What'll I do with half?
Cut out the week.
Yeah, but... See, we want to be growing, not dying. You got the chips for 20 on you?
Yeah, right here. Want to try some?
Nah. Hey, how about we give you 3 crates of blue for 20 and 2? It rhymed.
Make the third an orange.
Fuck, a starving orange? We can't do that, but we got a yellow.
How's that? Two blues and a yellow gets you to 19 for two moons.
Okay, we got a deal, my man. We leave the blue tasties, you wait a bit for me and my pulses to be back with a crate of yellows.
Okay.
Shit, that one pulled a knife.
We all good in game, Bez.
We got yellow.
It is all dead here.
Those six just killed the other nine without firearms. Shut it.
We gonna eat good now.
Hey, Bass, can we crack a blue? We did win.
No. How else we gonna play this again?
Try that. He looks clean enough. Me too.
Are they doing what I think they're doing?
They need to cook the meat.
Kofsky, I think you have blood in your hair.
Look here. Look at that.
This smell's gonna get to me. I agree.
You need to be quiet.
Holy water, okay. How much is that? 5 moons each?
2 moons, Pez. 2 moons.
Oh, I know that. I was making sure you know.
Sure, Pez. Just turn that lid over. Won't cook good.
Whoa, boss. This one had recoil dice. Can I have them?
There ain't no such thing as luck of gods. Take the damn things if you want.
I actually want them.
I found it. It's mine.
Well, I want his jacket. And his boots.
Okay. We'll be taking everything soon enough.
This one had bullets. Rightfully bullets.
Now we need a rifle. I got someone who can get some.
They're blocking our exit.
While we have the advantage of surprise, conflict with them still poses a risk to the mission.
I'm still recording. Some of the things they're saying would be a great resource for later review. But for now, I'd really like to not be here.
Great Archon, that smell.
Hold it together.
Hey, guys.
You were right, Gradius. They do like feet.
Hey, guys. Over here. Where that rad guy was, I think there's a hole. I'm going to investigate.
I'll go with you.
Is the light done yet? Is it had enough flame?
Give it more. I like mine crispy.
Jallo, Kato says that hole opens to a tunnel. Looks like a way out.
Kato and Sev found a way out. It's over there.
Don't know where it leads. I advise against taking it.
That works. We can just wait this out. I imagine they won't wait around indefinitely.
I roll an 8. Luck or Recoy be with me.
I says there ain't no luck or gods already.
My ankle says otherwise.
Where is Recoy safe at?
The dice is actually supposed to land where you can't get it. But, hey. Fuck! It got more pulses down there.
Through the tunnel, now.
This way.
We can't fit through there.
If Sev can, two of you can. Go.
All right.
I see their lights.
Keep moving. The tunnel gets larger. Right. Make a right.
That's left.
Left. Left, left, left.
Stop! They don't appear to be following us.
Archon, protect us. They were going to eat us!
I don't think they came into the tunnel.
Look at this stuff on the walls.
Are those common symbols? Do you know anything, Gradius?
They're everywhere. Every few meters. One then the other. One then the other. One then the other.
Shh! I want to make sure we weren't followed.
We weren't. Trust me. They wouldn't be foolish enough to follow us into the hive.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. Episode 5 of Liberty Critical Research was written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff. The voice of Martel Lukovsky is Paul Mea. Kato Patel was Brian Keller. Decimo Jallo was Lauren Griffin. Severus Lundquist was Travis Van Groff. Gradius Rodriguez was John Carter. Brutus was Sean Francis. Pez was Courtney Henneber. The Water Boss was Dan Henneber. The lucky meal fringer was Daniel Thorson, and the meal boss was special guest Peter Lewis. To support the Liberty Podcast, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/libertypodcast. Liberty is a Fool and Scholar production. This production is copyright 2015 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.